richness of the Church's social teachings has been described in the past as its best-kept secret. And according to Dominican Procurator General Father Robert Ombres, Pope Benedict's third encyclical, Caritas in Veritate, proves the aptness of that remark. The document is the latest in a long line of papal encyclicals looking at social, economic and political issues. And it calls for a new world financial order guided by ethics, human dignity and the search for the common good. Let's hear Father Ombres' reflections.
Reflecting on the Pope's third encyclical, Charity in Truth, makes one think first of the old remark, which has a lot of truth in it, that the Church's social teaching was the Church's best-kept secret. It seems that despite many attempts, authoritative attempts, at telling Catholics and the world of the huge riches of experience and faith which go into Catholic social teaching, this still seemed something of a secret. And now, following on remarkable attempts, successful attempts, by Popes Paul VI and John Paul II to continue this tradition, to bring it up to date always, of Catholic social teaching, we have the latest encyclical. The key to it is in the title, Charity Done in Truth. Here the Pope is telling us that the Church's important contribution in guiding us through the many increasing, sometimes seeming overwhelming problems, economic, social, and political, is the teaching of the truth. Only when do we fully understand the truth of the human condition can we love properly, deeply, and effectively. So the Church's first contribution to social problems is to tell the truth about what it means to be human, to be a person, someone of body and soul, to be in community, the truth about justice and the common good, the truth about full development, about life in God. And this is partly the work of reason and partly, and greatly, the work of faith. And in looking at Jesus Christ, in offering Jesus Christ to the world, we make real human development possible for everyone, because we give them the truth and we invite love.